Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, have agreed to further expand and deepen the bilateral partnership in all areas, including trade and investment, energy, digital technology, health, agriculture and people-to-people ties. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said, Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the acting president of Venezuela yesterday. The two leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of mutual interest and emphasized the importance of their close cooperation for the global south. The second inter-Arab foreign ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi today. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. Foreign ministers of Arab League member states and Arab League Secretary General will participate in the meeting. This is the first inter-Arab foreign ministers meeting to be hosted by India in New Delhi. The event will witness the participation of all 22 Arab nations. Ahead of the foreign ministers meeting, the fourth inter-Arab senior officials meeting was held in the national capital yesterday. Our correspondent reports that the second inter-Arab foreign ministers meeting is expected to build on existing cooperation, expanding and deepening this partnership. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from several Arab League member nations in New Delhi yesterday. The meetings were focused on enhancing bilateral ties and taking stock of the situation in the West Asia. Dr. Jaishankar held talks with the foreign ministers of Comoros, Libya, Somalia and Palestine. He also met Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abul Ghaith. On his meeting with Mr. Ghaith, Dr. Jaishankar in a social media post said that he had a wide-ranging conversation about cooperation and strengthening ties across various domains. The minister said they also exchanged views on the recent developments in the region. Dr. Jaishankar described his meeting with Foreign Minister of Somalia, Abdisalam Ali, as productive, with a conversation focusing on advancing bilateral trade, capacity building, education, health, consular and multilateral cooperation. Senior Nationalist Congress Party leader and Maharashtra Minister Chhagan Bhujbal has said that the NCP Legislature Party meeting will be held in Mumbai today to elect a new leader. He was speaking to reporters yesterday. The post fell vacant following the demise of NCP National President and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar in a plane crash on Wednesday. There is strong speculation within party circles that Ajit Pawar's wife, Sunetra Pawar, is likely to be elected as the new leader. Meanwhile, senior NCP leaders met Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis yesterday to discuss the political situation that has emerged following Ajit Pawar's sudden demise. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will interact with around 30 college students from different regions of the country after the presentation of the Union Budget 2026-27 tomorrow. As part of this initiative, college students will also get to witness live presentation of the Union Budget from the Lok Sabha Gallery. The government has debunked a message circulating on social media claiming that a scanned copy of the Union Budget 2026-27 has been leaked on a messenger app. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau has informed that the claim is fake. The unit added that one of the images being circulated is not related to the Union Budget 2026-27, but from Union Budget 2025-26, which has been digitally edited. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that the world body is at risk of imminent financial collapse due to member states not paying their fees. In a letter sent to all UN member states, Mr. Guterres said, the UN could run out of cash for its regular operation as early as July, a situation that could severely disrupt its work. The financial crisis occurred as the United States, the largest contributor, failed to pay its mandatory dues for the previous year. And in men's cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the fifth and final T20 International at Thiruvananthapuram this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. The men in blue suffered a 50-run defeat against visitors in the fourth T20 at Vishakhapatnam on Wednesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.